Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Olin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. Tough game for Chicago Bears. Tough game for the offensive line, obviously. As you guys know, I've been a part of a few of those, giving up, you know, especially I remember in the Giants with Jay Cutler giving up 10 sacks. And I've been a part of games where you're against the Seahawks in the year we went to the NFC Championship game. I think we gave up 9 that week. And it's always a collective problem. But before I keep going, I want to make sure my youngest of 6 kids today turns 9. So happy birthday to Leah.
That's all we need. You've got so many children. You must be celebrating yes. birthdays all the
I'm
time.
I'm impressed you can keep track.
That's great stuff. Olin, so help us out. How do you fix the line? No, I'm joking. I told David, for years, people have been asking you how to fix the line, and you're just kind of like, now's not the time. They really did sort of delay that process, and we broke down a little bit some of the thoughts they had this year. Obviously, Ryan Bates, a big part of it, although I think they had him as a center or were hoping he'd be a center. I don't know. As thorough as the problems seem to be on the offensive line, and I don't know how you would rate. I mean, at different points last night, it seemed like everybody was having a rough patch. Did anybody stand out as better than the rest to you?
Well, I think right after that 3rd and 12, where Caleb hits Carter there for the first down and they were playing zone, I think they only rushed 3 to Texans. I think D'Amico Ryan said, okay, that's enough. We'll go to man. Keenan Allen's not here tonight and we'll blitz, right? We'll send more than it can handle or we'll just always send one more. And from then on, you know, it's always a combination, a collective problem when you have 7 sacks. Obviously, going into the season, we have talked ad nauseum, Molly, especially me and you, about they are not building this offensive line, whether it be you take Gordon and Kyler Gordon, then you take Brisker, you take 2 secondary guys, and Philadelphia takes Cam Jurgens, who is now their starting center, right? And in the same draft, you take Velus Jones and there's Abraham Lucas, and he's starting at right tackle for the Seahawks. And I've been saying over and over again, at some point, you gotta put some assets into this offensive line, right? And we talked about it even when they took Tyreek Stevenson. You wonder why the secondary is so good, right? To say they can play man in the front of the defense. Eberflus has a lot of options there when he calls plays on defense. Why? They take Tyreek Stevenson a year after they take Kyler Gordon and Brisker, and right after Tyreek Stevenson gets drafted, guys, the number one center in the draft who's starting at center for the Giants right now, John Michael Schmitz out of Minnesota, gets drafted, right? And then, you know, of course, you do take Darnell Wright, but why not pair him with your starting center that year? Why not pair him with a starting center that year? And then this year, of course, the Romo Odunze and Olu Fashanu, who's with the Jets now from Penn State, argument goes down, and you keep thinking, okay, man, like eventually this may catch up to you. Eventually building everywhere else. Then you sign Keenan Allen, right? You trade for DJ Moore. Eventually you keep as an offensive lineman, because I was there. I was in Chicago when everybody would ask me what was wrong with the offensive line. You two guys would come up to my locker and say, Olin, what the hell's wrong with the offensive line? And I remember they took, we had Brian Urlacher, Hall of Fame football player. You knew he was a Hall of Famer when you played with him. They had Peanut Tillman. They had Lance Briggs. They had all these guys. We were struggling on the other side of the ball. So what did they do in the offseason? They went and got another Hall of Famer, and Julius Peppers, and put him with Brian Urlacher. And I'm sitting in my locker after the games, and they keep asking me, Olin, what is wrong with the offensive line? And I keep thinking, do you not see that we are not putting assets into this offensive line? Do you not see that I'm in my 12th or 13th year still trying to be one of the better players on this line? So last night, it looks like it caught up to them. Of course, you expected it to come, especially a young quarterback holds the ball a tick longer, doesn't make that throw to DeAndre Carter on third down, throws it behind DJ Moore for the interception. It just all is kind of coming together. And I also don't think, guys, when you watch it, it's a little too much shotgun for me. I think if people want to go look at the film, at the 9:55 mark of the second quarter, they run the ball downhill. Tevin Jenkins, Darnell Wright, Nate Davis, Coleman Shelton, they got the two defensive tackles on their back, right? Why not have a play action from under center? A little too much shotgun for me. Let the big boys go. Let them go forward a little bit more than side to side and pass blocking a lot of the game.
Well put, Olin. I think it is a matter of priorities. That's an off-season project. I think now it's too late in the season to go out and look and make a trade or a guy who's on the street. Those aren't going to help you necessarily. They could make some changes internally, potentially. But I think where you start the process is trying to fix this is that you can't let your next defensive coordinator pressure you 36 out of 37 passes the way D'Amico Ryans did. So schematically, I think you've got to counter. How can they counter? How can Shane Waldron help his offensive line protect, help his young quarterback from getting harassed? Are there things that he can do that they're not doing now to make it better?
Going into the game, you were worried, right? We talked about in the pregame, you're worried about the silent count. First time they had to deal with crowd noise. First, you saw that Nate Davis was in control of the silent count, and they had struggled with some, false start penalties, procedural penalties. I can remember, Darnell Wright having a few. The offensive line had a few. Backed them up. It's just tough on the road there with your first time. So hopefully, first of all, David, hopefully they just get a little better at handling that situation, right? And then what do you do? I mean, everyone's going to know what you're going to try to do now, right? You're going to try to get the ball out fast. You're going to try to run screens. You're trying to formation them. To Shane Waldron's defense, he did have guys in, right? You saw Everett and Cole Kmet chipping on the first third down. They were trying to help in there. Now, as the game got going, they had to push the ball down the field. They had to get more guys out. It's always this game you play between, okay, do we have to, should we protect? And then you protect, and then no one's open. And then it's, okay, we got to get guys out because they're bringing too many guys. There's something called a green dog. And that just tells the guy who's covering the guy in the backfield, if the guy in the backfield you're covering blocks, you blitz. So eventually, at some point, you don't have enough guys if you just keep keeping everybody in. I think the old defense coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles was famous for this, Jim Johnson. Ron Rivera learned under Jim Johnson. He would green dog us, and he would green dog all the time. And no matter how many guys you left in the block, as soon as you're a guy blocked, boom, you're green. You can go. You go. So eventually, the ball just has to come out. Eventually, they have more guys than you have. And I'm not saying this is on Caleb. The offensive line, especially in the middle, has to do a better job, being more physical, keeping that pocket clean. Caleb did sometimes, guys, as you saw with Will Levis last week, drop out of the pocket, get himself into some danger, which you expect from a rookie quarterback. But, David, I mentioned that play at 9:55 in the second quarter. I really think if I'm on the Bears offensive staff, I use that play as an example and say, okay, we need a little more of this. We got to build our game plan around this. We got to run downhill behind Darnell Wright. I heard you guys talking about maybe move Tevin Jenkins to right guard. David, you're only about 5 months behind me, but that's okay. You want to steal that? Go ahead. It's your idea now. But look, that is something they have to play with stuff. Move guys around. Nate Davis, guys. I don't go much into this, but those guys got to play better football. They got to get the pads down. They got to get pad on the pad. They got to strain through guys. They got to be a lot more physical up front on their offensive line.
This segment with Olin Krutz is sponsored by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Visit online or their Elmhurst and Lyle showrooms. I'm curious, you know, at what point is the tipping point? And I'm not sure we know. And by that, I simply mean when you see a guy take seven sacks, when you see whatever it was, 11 quarterback hits on him, at what point do you say, okay, like one more of these and this is really not going well? It's almost like you kept, and I know he's partially responsible for protecting himself and he has to get the ball out. And I understand that you're correct, that the offensive coordinator needs to get more involved and maybe don't go with the shotgun stuff, because it seems like he's already pretty deep in the pocket before he even gets going, right? And I'm talking about the running game. Do they have the wrong running back? Why can't they run the football at all?
Yeah, it's when you watch it on film, it looks like sometimes, okay, we got the wrong identification. We're going to the wrong linebacker, right? And then the Swift, like we talked about, I think they missed a little bit of Roschon Johnson. Like you see a little more Khalil Herbert, where you're just getting downhill. You're just getting the yards that are there. Sometimes I think Swift cuts a little early. Sometimes the offensive line misses. It's always a collective problem, guys, when you turn the film on, when you're struggling at certain things like giving up seven sacks and running the ball. And the fact that we talked about, do you have an elite offensive lineman right now that you run behind? Darnell Wright, he is a really, really good run blocker. You see it on film. Even I just watched the film this morning. He's putting certain guys on their back. I'll tell you guys a quick story about a collective problem. Played the Seahawks in 2010. I think you guys remember before, it's a long time ago, now I'm getting older. I just want to talk about what can actually happen when it looks really bad, but it's, maybe you can fix it. And we put in a certain protection, and the offense coordinator Mike Martz and Mike Tice were arguing about what the protection should and shouldn't be and who we should work to and who we shouldn't work to. And there was just a lot of confusion during the week. And eventually when you got there, no one really knew who to block, who had what guy coming off the edge. We ended up giving up six sacks. We clean that up, end up in an NFC Championship game. So first thing they got to do is everybody got to get on the same page, figure out what their identity is. What is your identity? And I go back to that play again, 9:55 the second quarter. And maybe that can be your identity. Maybe that can slow things down for everybody. Not everything has to be 35 motions, two to three choices on every run play, right? You know, the one to Roma Dunze, the touchdown he missed, Angelo. I think that's a run pass option, guys. Right there, I'm saying to myself, man, let's run the ball downhill and score, right? And even on the next play, they run the ball like a quarterback read, a quarterback counter. Swift is doing like a sweep, jet sweep motion. You see where I'm going. There's a lot of this trick-em stuff going on.
Yep.
There's a lot of that going on. I think sometimes, man, you go downhill. Even they got to 31, guys, after the big fight on the sideline.
Yeah.
And I am saying to myself, your O-line, they're fired up. They're in a fight on the sideline. Run the ball damn downhill behind them and let them get physical on this number zero who just punched Roschon Johnson in the face on the sideline.
Wow.
Like eventually, if you want that to be your culture, if you want your attitude to be physical football, you have to call those plays and just stare at guys if you miss. Right on 4th and 1, you just say, man, we know what they're going to run. They know what we're going to run. We're still going to run it. And if we don't get it, I'm just going to stare at you on the sideline and say, we're either the guys we say we are or we're not. But I'm not going to try to trick them on every play. And sometimes you try to trick guys on every play. That run game on the road, if you start not being able to trick them, you cannot go back to just physically dominating them. Now your offensive line is either finesse blocking on rundowns or they're pass blocking. And they never get a chance to get physical. Go downhill, put a little weight forward on their front head, get their pad on their pad, and hit somebody in the mouth.
I think they came out in shotgun after that fight. I think
I think it was 2nd and 15. Yeah. So
of course,
and they
but
threw
still,
it to Swift, and he got to 3rd and 1. I just think that 3rd and 1 was a chance. You know, David,
right.
I think it was a
yeah.
chance to call a play and say, "Man, everyone's pissed off. We just had a big fight on the sideline. Let's go ahead and get this game going downhill a little bit.
It's a great point, Olin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wonder now, moving forward, you know how this works, especially in Chicago. The evaluation of the offensive line is something we see and we want to hear answers for, but the evaluation of the quarterback is an ongoing conversation, especially when it's Caleb Williams and so much hype accompanied his debut in his first season. What's the fairest way to evaluate Caleb Williams after two games?
He's a young quarterback, and if you look at the history of the NFL, young quarterbacks struggle, right? So you just have to go, to be fair to him, you got to look at Tom Brady and how long it took him. You got to look at Peyton Manning and how long it took him, and look at other quarterbacks who have had success. You know, up there in Green Bay, they let their quarterback sit, and they develop. Here, we play them right away, and they're going to struggle early. And anybody who maybe didn't see this coming, I think we're all hoping, right? We're waiting for that quarterback to change our luck, to change the course of this franchise. But he's got to go through these growing pains, right? He's got to realize, he's got to go out there, he's got to see the speed of the NFL. I couldn't imagine you guys playing quarterback in the NFL. I remember my first few downs in the NFL at center, how fast it felt. I remember Mike Wells almost breaking my neck because he slammed me on my head. I remember playing against Gilbert Brown. I remember Tony Wise telling me I got to move him off the ball. I remember sitting on the bench thinking, I don't know if I can ever move that guy even an inch, right? I couldn't move him anywhere. So there's things that he does have to learn technique-wise, seeing the game. The good thing now, guys, is if you're the best thing I heard last night, Chris Collinsworth said, and like you guys know, you guys get behind closed doors. Coaches, I do. I talk to some guys. When you got them off record, they'll say things a little differently than they say when a camera's on, when a microphone's on. The best thing I heard Collinsworth say is when he got there Monday, the coaches said that Caleb was looking at the film. He was taking hard coaching. He was learning from his mistakes against the Titans. And he's got to do that again. And he's going to have to do it every week for a while, man, until the sun starts shining again. Sometimes in the NFL, we have an old saying, you got to learn to love to be miserable, because it is miserable. It is miserable when someone figures out what you're not good at and they make you keep doing it. And a game like last night is miserable, man. It's like there's no answers, but they got to stick together. I know it sounds cliche, but they got to stick together. And if you didn't think you were going to go through this in the NFL, if you look at the history of the NFL, besides the guy he played against last night, there's been one guy. There's been one guy out of all the years in the NFL. There's been one guy who's had a good season as a rookie quarterback. So you could see this coming. You knew he was going to struggle early, especially against D'Amico Ryans. Anybody who didn't looked at this schedule said, man, this is going to be a tough game. Actually, the score was closer than I thought it was going to be. The defense held him in the game. That touchdown late in the second half was, in the first half was a good touchdown by the Chicago Bears offense. I thought Shane Waldron got a little more comfortable in his play calling on that drive. Obviously, D'Amico Ryans makes adjustments at halftime. But, David, this is the process, man. And he's got to go through this process, keep his head above him, keep his teammates moving in the direction, and be the first guy today. Be the first guy in the building, back to work, correcting your mistakes.
He may be in the training room, Owen. I mean, holy God.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying, though. You have these, like, little opportunities to become a leader.
Yes.
You have these little opportunities for your teammates to see you, because that's what everybody's saying this morning, Molly. He's going to be sore, right? He's going to be hurt. Poor Caleb. He got hurt too much. If you're in that building bouncing around, hey, man, let's get back to work. You look like you feel good. Guys are wondering, gosh, what's wrong with this guy? He got beat up last night, but you're showing everybody, look, I'm a leader of this team. I'm ready to get better. Yes, you got bruises. Yes, you got hit. Show up that building. Have energy. Get everybody moving in the right direction. Let's get ready for the Indianapolis Colts. I can't wait to get back on that field and play a game.
I thought one of the big moments for him was when they were offside and they get sent back, and then he runs and gets down to like the 2 or 3 yard line. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, frankly, I was just like, wow, what a tough play that was. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine texts me and says, oh my God, did he not watch Tua? What the hell is he doing putting his shoulder down and trying to get an extra yard? And I thought, I don't know that you can play that way. I don't know mm-hmm. that you can worry about what happened to someone else. It was almost like a good thing to see him not care, if that makes any sense.
But I also think, Molly, that was a called quarterback draw.
Yeah.
Right? I think they called that quarterback draw. If you watch the tackles, they took two, they call it two kicks and send a DN by. And I think they called that draw. I could be wrong, but it looked like that on first glance of the play. So they called it, and like you said, he ran it, and he fought for yards and wanted to get in the end zone. And again, guys, don't think your teammates don't notice, right? Don't think the building doesn't notice. I was on my couch like hell yeah, Caleb. Yeah. Run that damn ball, right? Run it down their throat, and he did. And like you're saying, that kind of stuff will earn respect. But no, you can't play in the NFL. If you're thinking like that, you might as well hang them up, clean your shoes off, get the grass out of the bottom of your cleats, put them up in your office somewhere.
Owen, great stuff, and congrats on the Illinois victory.
I appreciate it, man. You guys have a great day.
That is Olin Krutz. Great stuff, as always, from Olin.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.